Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. One, nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can increase mood swings. Three, it can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, cattle futures could not find further buying interest after northern cattle traded $4 lower than last week. Southern cattle continue to trade about $2 lower, and we're looking at a $138 trade here in our part of the country. Box beef showing no solid support. Choice up 26 cents, select down 15 cents. And feedlots wanted to move cattle, and packers seeing their willingness to take a lower price. Cattle supply is expected to tighten as the year progresses, but USDA estimates increased beef production on the WASD report compared to their February estimate. Hogs were down generally from the get-go yesterday morning. Traders looked at what was happening in other commodities and decided it wasn't the day to be aggressive buyers. There had been some anticipation of lower cash after two consecutive days of strength, and that's what the market got. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed price down 49 cents. The loss paled in comparison to cutouts, increasing $2.34. Some futures buying was evident, bringing futures off their lows, but not enough to move into positive territory. Wheat markets early this morning are recovering, with Paris milling wheat futures up for the second day and May futures up the equivalent of 40 cents a bushel. Chicago May wheat, which has been trading in an absurd range, has rallied nearly 90 cents above the Wednesday night low after plunging $2.55 a bushel from the high made on Tuesday. Wednesday's March WASD featured a drop in U.S. wheat exports of 10 million bushels. Corn futures firmed to start the early morning following yesterday's sharply lower close. The March WASD had few surprises on Wednesday and was considered mostly neutral to friendly for corn prices. U.S. ending stocks were pegged at 1.4 billion bushels, lower than expected, and down 100 million bushels on the heels of WASD's 25 million bushel corn and ethanol increase. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle down $1.47, $137.57. June down $1.50, $133.95. March feeder cattle up 2 cents, $154.05. April down 17, $160.15. April hogs down 177, $101.15. May down 82 cents, $107.40. Kansas City wheat, May was down 85 cents, $11.14.5. July down 85 cents, $10.93.25. The Chicago wheat, May down 85 cents, $12.01.5. July down 85 cents at 11.10.25. May corn down 20 cents, 7.33. July down 17.75, 7.08.25. May soybeans down 18 cents, 16.71.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.